Hormuz, I'm Laurel Burton. The UAE on Sunday summoned Iran's charged affair in Abu Dhabi to protest threats by the Islamic Republic's president over the Emirati decision to normalize ties with Israel. This is what UAE official news agency WAM is reporting. The foreign ministry reportedly handed the Iranian official a strong note of protest against the threats contained in Iranian President Hassan Rouhani's recent speech regarding the UAE's sovereign decisions. Rouhani has said the UAE's decision to normalize ties with Israel was a big mistake and warned against opening the path of Israel to the region. UAE said Sunday that such rhetoric was unacceptable and inflammatory and had serious implications for security and stability in the Gulf region. The Israel-UAE deal, announced by U.S. President Donald Trump last Thursday, is only the third such accord Israel has struck with an Arab country, but it raises the prospect of similar deals with other pro-Western Gulf states. Under the deal, Israel pledged to suspend its planned annexation of West Bank territories, a concession welcomed by European and some pro-Western Arab governments as a boost for hopes of peace. But Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu stressed Israel was not abandoning its plans to one day annex the Jordan Valley and Jewish settlements across the occupied West Bank. Meanwhile, telephone lines between the United Arab Emirates and Israel were open on Sunday, and a development that Israeli communications minister has hailed as important for normalizing ties between the two countries. It was not clear when exactly a block on telephone calls made from the UAE to Israel is lifted, but historically calls have not been possible. More Israeli news websites that were previously blocked in the UAE were able to be viewed as well. This is VOA News. The small northern wine-growing region of La Rioja and the southeast region of Murcia are the first Spanish regions to implement a raft of new measures to be enforced nationwide to help curb the spread of the coronavirus. Spain has been one of the hardest hit countries in Europe. The new restrictions include the closing of all discos, nightclubs, and dance halls. Restaurants and bars are required to shut by 1 a.m., visits in retirement homes will be limited, and smoking outdoors in public places remains banned when a distance of 2 meters cannot be maintained. Spain's remaining regional governments are expected to start implementing the new measures in the coming days. And in another country hard hit by the coronavirus, Italy, the departure of the MSC Grandiosa from Italy's northwestern port city of Genoa marks the first major cruise ship to set sail in the Mediterranean since the worldwide grounding of ocean liners in March. And in France, after France recorded its highest one-day rise in virus infections since May, the government is pushing for wider mask use and tighter protections for migrant workers and in slaughterhouses. But France still plans to reopen schools nationwide in 2 weeks, and the Labor Ministry says the government is determined to avoid a new nationwide lockdown that would further hobble the economy and threaten jobs. And France's infection count has resurged in recent weeks, blamed in part on people crisscrossing that country for weddings, family gatherings, or annual summer vacations with friends. Britain reimposed quarantine measures this weekend for vacationers returning from France as a result. Globally, more than 771,000 people have died from COVID-19. The figure is more than 169,000 in the United States and more than 107,000 in Brazil. There are well over 21 million confirmed infections, with the United States having the largest share, followed by Brazil and India, altogether totaling over 11 million. And four Chinese workers abducted from a quarry site in southern Nigeria have been freed, police said Sunday. Unknown gunmen seized the Chinese nationals in Akpa Boyo, Cross River State, last month and killed their police guard. Chinese firms are working in Nigeria on multi-billion-dollar infrastructure projects that include railways, airports, and roads. Their workers have repeatedly been targeted by kidnap gangs. Kidnapping for ransom is common in Nigeria, especially in the oil-rich south. Victims are usually released after a ransom has been paid. For more on these and other stories, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News, Via Remote. I'm Laurel.